My brothers and sisters, with so many passages of Scripture given to us to reflect upon today, I'm going to just invite us to ask some questions of ourselves and to try and put ourselves in the proper frame of mind in order to enter into these celebrations this week. We see what Jesus does today as going to a place that none of us want to go. The fulfillment of what Jesus came into the world to do, the incarnation, his birth, his nativity, the revelation that God had taken upon himself flesh and blood, that he might enter into our humanity, that he might walk amongst us, but that his journey would lead him to his death, to go and to face the enemy that none of us desire to face. So often in our experience of life, as we face our enemies, sickness, death, loneliness, a lack of power, a lack of resources in our life, as we experience our limitations, as we experience our brokenness, if Jesus were to walk into the room at that moment, we would say, "It's about time you showed up. Don't you know what I've been going through? Let's get out of here. I'll pull all my money from my bank account and we'll just take off. Let's get out of here. Let's just go someplace where we don't have to face any of this." Don't we feel at times that that's the petition that we have for God? To just go run away with us, to flee from the enemy. And yet what we see so profoundly in the passion of our Lord Jesus today, his passion for you and for me, is his willingness to face our enemy and to invite us to walk with him where we don't want to go. Today, Peter, rejecting Jesus three times, denying that he knows him, afraid of where it might lead him if he said, "Yes, I know the man. He is my Lord, my God, my Savior." Afraid that it might take him to his death. My brothers and sisters, Jesus enters into his death and ours to destroy death forever. As I've been reflecting on these weeks of Lent and the many opportunities to hear confessions from people, and reflecting about even the event of confession, we can reduce it to simply acknowledging what we've done wrong and asking for God's forgiveness. You're like, "Well, Father, that's pretty much what it is, isn't it?" Yes. And when we have done wrong, to claim it and to ask for forgiveness is necessary. But we must also take the time, my brothers and sisters, to get underneath the sins that we commit. So often we can name our sins and the devil's pointing them out to us all the time, and we can become distracted of them and miss the essential to get underneath it. To get underneath why I do what I do. As I've reflected upon my own brokenness, I come face to face with things, questions of self-worth, fears of failing, fears of not being up to the tasks that are laid upon our parish, or our school, or my family. I have to come face to face with my fears if I get underneath my sin, because it's easy just to say, well, I did this 6 times, I did that 4 times, I did this, I did that, I did this, you are forgiven, go in peace. It is easy-er. It's not at times that easy. But the harder thing is to get underneath it and to face what I don't want to face. To get into the fear of dying, the fear of being alone, the fear of being inadequate for the relationships of my life. To get into that darkness, to get into that fear, this is exactly where Jesus wants us to go with Him. Because if we can strike the root, if we can nail it where it is, then we can kill the whole tree. So often we're focused on the leaves and the fruit, and we don't take the time to get underneath it. My brothers and sisters, if we find ourselves falling in the same sin over and over and over, we can even begin to be despairing. How can I ever break the cycle? I just keep in the same thing over and over and over. Then it is time for us to face the fears, to get underneath it, to get into the heart of the matter. Where in my life have I not trusted in God? Where have I not believed Him in what He has said or spoken to me? Jesus goes there. He goes there in my life and He goes there in yours. And He awaits us to follow Him into the darkness. Too many times we just say, Jesus, take it away. Take it away. And what He is really saying to us is, pick up your cross and come after me. It is there, my brothers and sisters, in the difficulty and the darkness, and that which underlies and motivates our life and why we do what we do. It is there that God desires to bring the grace and redemptive power of His Son, Jesus Christ. And if we are touched there, my brothers and sisters, then so much in our life can change. Because it is the place of grace. It is the place of encounter. And so just an invitation for you this week, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, the Easter Vigil, your attendance, your participation, your entering in, to follow after Jesus. And the beautiful thing about it is, following after Him without Him, we still have the same fears. But the fact that He is with us, that He walks and He enters into those places with us, bringing His light, bringing His truth, bringing His love and mercy, we truly have no reason to be afraid. Let us face our enemies together with Jesus, so that we may rise victorious with Him to new life. Amen.